Something that's happened at the Shabbat table a little while back. Somebody started clapping along to the Zmirot, and another person at the table told them to stop. It's also one's not allowed to do that on Shabbat. So what is actually the halacha here? So there's a Mishnah in Masechet Beit Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet, which says there are certain things one's not allowed to do on Shabbat because of Shavuot. Certain things which are rabbinically prohibited. And amongst those things, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to clap. You're not allowed to clap by slapping your hands on your thighs. And you're not allowed to dance. And the Gemara there says, so what's the reason you're not allowed to do these things on Shabbat and Yom Tov? Gezeira shema yitaken kli shir. It's a gezeira, preventive measure, lest you come and fix a musical instrument. There's an assumption that people would be clapping and dancing in tandem with music that's being played. And when music's being played, there's a concern that the instrument might break. One might come and fix it on Shabbat, and that would be an Isser of Matakein Man, of Makeb Patish, and possibly other Isurim as well. So most Rishonim paskin like this, the Rambam and other Rishonim paskin that was not allowed to clap or dance on Shabbat and Yom Tov. However, the Tosfot on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, they say nowadays, seeing as we're not competent in knowing how to fix or to make klishir, how to make musical instruments, so therefore this gezeira isn't relevant, because nowadays nobody's going to fix a musical instrument, and therefore it will be permitted to dance and to clap on Shabbat. Question, if this was a shir klali, would be, how can Tosfot say that gezeira is no longer relevant? Generally speaking, we have a principle that once you've got a gezeira in place, even if the circumstances change, one's not allowed to be mevatel the gezeira. So that's a shir for another time. In any event, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Tet Seif Gimel says that you're not allowed to clap and dance on the Shabbat in case you come to fix a kli shir. And the Shulchan Aruch says that even just to hit one finger against another in time to the music is also going to be prohibited. However, the Rama there says that nowadays the minhag seems to be that people do dance and clap on Shabbat, for lo machinam bahu, and nobody says anything to them, nobody protests. So what's the reason? Rama gives two reasons. First, he says, demutav shiyu shogigin. We've got a principle that, generally speaking, if you think it's likely the person's not going to listen to what you tell them to do, so then it's better to say nothing. Again, that's the topic of a shir in its own right, but what the Rama is saying here is that, seeing as you tell people not to dance on Shabbat or not to clap along to the Zmirot, they're not going to listen to you, so better let them transgress unknowingly than they should transgress knowingly. But then he goes on to bring the view of the Tosfot, and he says, Yesh Omrim Divizman Hasar Kol Shari. Now, there are those who say that nowadays, in actual fact, everything's permitted. You're allowed to dance, you're allowed to clap. Why? Because we don't know how to make a cliché. Therefore, this gezeira isn't relevant. And that's why people are makel. So it's unclear, really, what the Rama holds, whether the Rama holds mainly like the first explanation, which is that really it's prohibited, but because of mutav shiyu shogegin, we won't tell people not to do it, in which case the person knows the halakha shouldn't do it. Or is it that in actual fact we follow the Tosfot and we hold that Ikar Din it's permitted? So different ways of understanding the Rama. It would seem that the halakha, really the Rama holds like his first daya, which is a stam, and the Yesh Omrim is b'diavad. In any event, the Mishnah Brewer in Sifkatan Yud, he says with dancing and clapping, Ein kedai lahaniach haminhag shelo b'makom mitzvah. It's not worth ignoring the minhag unless it's because of makom mitzvah. This is brought down in the Beit Yosef in the name of Rishonim, that if it's on Simchat Torah for a mitzvah, and some Achronim extend it to dancing Chatan Kala, whatever other mitzvot as well, then it's permissible, but otherwise it's not permissible. Ela Mishum HaNachlahem, the Mishnah Berurah says that the only reason not to do anything about it is because it's better that people should be inadvertent sinners rather than deliberate sinners. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Tet, he says that he's got a problem with what the Rama is saying, because he thinks that it's not, and with the Tosfot as well for that matter, he thinks it's not true that we don't know how to take care of a cliche. He says that any time you take out a violin or a guitar, the first thing you do is tune it by tightening the strings, and that's metakein mana, or makeh bepatish, so you'd be chayev with that. It's a doraita. He says the reason is why people dance nowadays is because the type of dancing and clapping that Chazal ossered was a different type of dancing and clapping. It was a very precise sort of dancing, and clapping, very choreographed, very musical, not just clapping along loosely to a beat or just dancing around in a circle, shuffling around like they do in many shuls on Simchat Torah. It's just highly precise dancing and clapping, which is prohibited. Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yechaveh Dat Chelet Bet Siman Nun Chet, where he disagrees with the Aruch HaShulchan. He says the Aruch HaShulchan is divrei neviut. He's just, he's guessing at things. And how do we know it's like that? And maybe in the times of Chazal they had straightforward clapping, or may also now sometimes we have a complex clapping. And he paskens unequivocally like the Mechaber, which of course is unsurprising that Rav Avadia paskens like the Mechaber rather than like the Rama, especially where most Rishonim are holding like the Mechaber. However, there are two other grounds for leniency. One is Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, brought in Halichot Shlomo Chilek Gimel, says that it's possible that the Gezeira was made only at a time when most people, you know, singing and dancing was usually done with musical accompaniment. But nowadays, we do it very often without musical accompaniment, and therefore the Gezeira is not relevant. Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Asher, Chilek Gimel Simkaf Dalad, he has a different answer, and he says that the Ikka Gezeira, the Gezeira at first, was that you're not allowed to play musical instruments on Shabbat because you might come to fix them. That Gezeira was extended to include also that you're not allowed to clap or dance. Now, nowadays, the reason for the original Gezeira isn't relevant, but we can't do anything about that because we've got the principle that you can't get rid of a Gezeira which Chazal made. However, the extension of the Gezeira can be got rid of if the reason is no longer relevant. And the extension of the Gezeira here is clapping and dancing. So seeing as it's an extension rather than the Ikka Gezeira, then it's permissible to do so. So what we have essentially is a machloket in the Achronim, how to paskan here. Certainly there are those who are machmin, that would be the shita of the Mechaber and Sfardim. Amongst Ashkenazim, even though the Mishnah Berurah is strict, those who want to follow the Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Osher Weiss and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach certainly got good grounds to do so. Ad kan.